Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Happy holidays, happy holidays of your, I don't think that's the words, I don't know, or even the right key to sing it in. I shouldn't have done that. Let's try to be festive. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the episode of Be Here for a While. It is the day after Christmas, and I'm enjoying the heck out of my holidays. I used to get like bummed when I was a kid, probably because I was a spoiled brat, and I was like, no more presents the day after Christmas. But now I kind of, it's not like I like it, but I'm more just like, all right, the new year's coming and it's time to like kick some ass. So I don't get sad like I used to. But maybe because it's because I'm growing up. And I mean, I still am somewhat like baby Huey is what my mom keeps calling me, because, you know, I'm the unmarried sister of the bunch. And my sister and her husband and our kids, they stay in Tennessee for Christmas. So it's just me and my parents. And then my grandparents come over for Christmas Eve and Christmas dinner. And so it's like, you know, I'm not a kid anymore. But it's like in the morning, my mom like brings me my presents and we like open them in the living room. And she's like, are you ever going to grow up? I was like, probably not. But it seems to be working for me. I enjoyed the gifts you got me. But yeah, it's, I'm sure you unmarried folks can relate to that. Or maybe your parents are actually like normal and they're like, hey, you know, you're graduated college, you've been in the workforce for 7 years, you know, perhaps it's time that we don't buy you a bunch of presents. But my mom still gets me like clothes and stuff, because I think it's more of a purpose for her, because she'll look at my stuff on Instagram and she'll write to me an actual thing. She texted me after seeing something I wore online. She said, you literally look like you just walked out of a women's penitentiary. That's how she thinks I dress. And if I wear like this, there's this green purse. It's the famous cucumber purse where I woke up in Vegas with a cucumber slice in the front pocket of my purse, which there's no explanation for how I even decided to put that in there. And the pocket is so small that there's no way a cucumber could slide into the front of it. And then overnight, it like expanded and swelled the leather. So then there was a circle in the front of it, which now just looks like I'm carrying a condom all the time. But I still occasionally carry the purse, and it drives my mom crazy. She'll write to me and just be like, can you please stop carrying the green purse? I'm like, the green purse is iconic. That purse has seen a lot of shit. So anyways, yeah. So I think it's more self-serving for her when she like buys me clothes for Christmas, so she doesn't have to be embarrassed of me. So Christmas was good. Honestly, half the time I wish I was celebrating Hanukkah. As you all know, I aspire to be a Jew. At some point it may happen. I don't know. But I hope your guys' Hanukkah was fantastic as well. And now we have New Year's to look forward to. So I'm doing a little intro right now because before I explain who my guest is, which by the way, if you are Bachelor Nation fans, I think you're going to love this, but I did a totally different type of interview with her. The guest is Corinne Olympios, but it ended up being great. And I think she was really honest on it. And then we got super honest on hers the next day. She has a new podcast out called So Random, I think. And I think she's going to release our podcast at some point soon. But yeah, anyways, so I'm doing an intro before I introduce her and then air our interview. But yeah, so I'm really looking forward to New Year's. I'm not a huge new, like go to a party New Year's person. Just I think there's just too much pressure, and then there's ticket buying, and then you go somewhere and you spend $150-$200 on a ticket, and by the time you get there, the tray past appetizers have already been eaten, so you're just kind of hunting at an open bar for cheap booze and tray past champagne that you don't even like, and they're not really my jam. So I don't have any specific plans on New Year's Eve of what I'm going to do, but I am going to be going to New York, not for any Times Square shit. That's way too stressful. And but I'm going to go, and I'm really excited because I just love being in New York during the winter, around New Year's or Christmas. It's the greatest time to be there. And so I'm going there to meet my friend Matthew Payne, who has done this podcast before. He's the one who we've been friends for years, and he's always embarrassing me by hitting on every guy around. Like, no one's safe. And that was the stories we told on the podcast. So he'll be there with his brother. They're taking the train in from Boston because that's where their family's from. So they're there anyways. And then I'm also meeting up with Christian, the new guy I mentioned that I was dating, which I'm super excited about because he's a native New Yorker. But his parents ended up retiring in Greenville. So basically, I'm going to meet him in New York. We're going to spend like 5 days there. And then I'm going to fly with him from New York to Greenville and meet the parents. Yep, I am meeting the parents. And I'm very excited about it. But, okay. So there's, as you guys know, there's so many stressful things with like, when you're, well, there's so many great things about newly dating someone. But then also, it's like when you're still trying to like be, you know, sensual and like impressive. And then, but also, okay. So that's, okay. So let's just say like, that's what I'm like going for in New York. In Greenville in front of the parents, you want to be like, oh my God, I'm so girl next door and like so, and I'm sweet and look how great I am, but like I'm not too much, but I'm good, you know, I'm a good kid. So the first logistical issue is packing for two very different types of trips and also pretty fairly different types of weather, because New York is like 20 degrees. Greenville, I think, is going to be like maybe in the 40s, which granted that's not totally different, but because all I need is just more layers in New York. But I have, okay, so when I go to New York, you know, it's New York. You want to be stylish. You want to be jazzy. You want to get that good Instagram photo. And lately, as Stassi calls it, my look is somewhat like, it's like ho chic. But like I throw like the Carhartt jacket over it or like something like very like masculine. I don't know. It's just this look I've been doing. But that, you don't wear that in front of the parents. Like, I'm not going to rock an over-the-knee boot in Greenville, South Carolina, in front of someone's new parents. So my bag is so heavy with two different types of outfits, you know, because in Greenville, I got this polka dot sundress that I'm putting a big sweater over, and then some, like, modest boots that don't go over the knee. Certainly not wearing as much red as I like to wear, or, you know, I just want to... You want to blend. So logistically, packing has been insane. And this will be the first time. Like, okay, so like I've stayed the night at his house. He stayed the night at mine, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, when you're staying in a hotel, for example, and you're on vacation, it's really hard to make up excuses to leave. Let's say, for example, when you have to go to the bathroom. And recently in LA, I'd stayed the night at his house. And I mean, I usually do like get up super early and I'm like, all right, I got to start working, like peace. But he was like, well, why don't we go have breakfast? And I had to go to the bathroom, but I was not willing. And I actually had some time that day. I could have gone and had breakfast. In fact, I did go and have breakfast by myself in order to use the restroom in their restaurant nearby. And also, I like to walk around LA because I'm so busy that I don't get to like, I honestly don't have the time to go to like an hour long class where I can't be on my phone. And like when I get done, I have 300 emails or something. That's just whatever. 300 is an exaggeration. It's just part of my own anxiety too. So my form of exercise is I walk all around, you know, West Hollywood, like running errands or whatever. And he only lives probably like a mile from me. And so usually if I stay there, I walk home. Like, I mean, he always offers to drive me and stuff, but I always walk home. This particular morning, I did actually have time to go to breakfast. And he's like, why are you leaving so quickly? It's because I had to go to the bathroom urgently. And I was like, because I'm working. You know what, Christian? I'm working. I have work to do. Like, just turned into a monster because I didn't want to admit what, like, why I was leaving. And he was like, oh, no, but, like, you told me you didn't have, like, a ton of stuff this morning that we can go to break. And I was like, you know what? I don't like your attitude, and I don't think we should keep dating anymore. Like, just, I was willing to break up with him just so I didn't have to either go to the bathroom at his house or admit that I had to go to the bathroom. So I was like, you know what? I gotta go. You know, you're being really intense right now, and I need to go and get some work done. I walk like 2 blocks to the nearest restaurant, eat breakfast by myself. Instagram about it, by the way. He was probably like, you just yelled at me and said you couldn't. And I forgot while I was Instagramming about my breakfast that I had just told someone I couldn't have breakfast. So having a little bit of anxiety about that in New York, because like, what's the move then? What, like in the morning, I'm just like, I gotta go get coffee now. And he's like, oh, well, I'll go with you. I want coffee too. And I'm like, I don't like when you have coffee with me. All right, fine. I don't like coffee. I'm gonna go. I gotta go pick up a subway ticket and use their bathroom, but I'll walk you there. It's unsafe for you to walk. Like, what, am I just gonna lie? Oh, I know what I can do. But he knows I don't go to the gym, really. I can be like, I'm gonna go work out at the gym and then use the bathroom there. And even if he does come, hey, women's locker room. Okay, that just made myself feel better. Like that. Okay, so that's the move in that scenario. And I can even just lie, say I'm going to the gym, walk a little bit on the treadmill, I don't know, sit down, read a magazine, take a lap, look in the mirror, maybe like lift a few 5-pound weights, and then, yeah, okay, so that's the move. All right, I just solved this with you guys on air. All right, so then what's the move in Greenville at his parents' house? What do I do there? What I've decided I'm going to do is just not eat very much, so then there's nothing that needs to go through my body. So, but that's a hard move in front of people's parents, because then they're like, whoa, does she not eat? Like, oh, she's so Hollywood. It's like, no, I just don't want to. I can fake it, though. Or I plan, like, we go to dinner, and then I'm like, but then maybe we're going to go to a movie afterwards. It's like, I got a couple hours there. I got a window of time. I can eat dinner. This is the hard stuff about, you know, newly dating someone. As exciting as and fun as it can be and getting to know someone, you just not at that point yet. And I also hope to never get at that point. I mean, I know eventually you have to, but I like the thought of, like, some things are always still a mystery. I don't know. I guess it's not possible. But I'm glad we got to talk about it, guys. So, yeah, you know what? Feel free to email me any tips you have. I'm leaving in 2 days, but this will come out the day I leave. So this will come out this Thursday. I'm recording it 2 days before. So, but I'm gone for a week. Feel free to email me any tips you have that could save my life. info@rachelobriencomedy.com. That's info@rachelobriencomedy.com. And maybe you guys have some tips. I'm sure, I mean, it's been a while since I've met the parent, like someone's new's parents. So, or gone on a trip with someone new. So just help me out, people. So I'm just getting to that age where some of my friends are starting to get married and, you know, having babies and moving on to the next stage of their life. And so this is all very new to me. And I was so puzzled by the process of what do I get them? What do I do? And thankfully, one of my good friends signed up for Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Zola is the wedding company that will do anything for love. They're reinventing the wedding planning and registry experience to make the happiest moment in couples' lives even happier, and even happier for the guests attending and the friends, because they just make it so much less stressful and just easy. Zola is free and it's easy to use. It's reinventing the way wedding registry and planning process just happens. Over 300,000 couples have already used Zola, and, you know, they just have everything you love about your favorite department stores, plus things like honeymoon funds, fitness classes, wine subscriptions, and so much more. It just makes the gift-giving process so much easier. They also have this feature called group gifting, where it lets multiple guests contribute to big-ticket gifts, which I think is fantastic because, you know, we're all still coming up in the world. It's hard to afford that big gift that maybe you want to get someone. So if you pool all your friends together, you can get them that, like, awesome gift. They also have this friendly customer service team that will go above and beyond helping pick out the perfect blender, walking a grandmother through the couple's registry, and much more. It really, really, really is amazing. And they have a full suite of tools that can be managed from the Zola Weddings app for the iPhone and Android. They're doing everything they can to make the wedding process easier and happier for couples and guests. And I just really am excited about it. And they have cool gifts. I actually bought myself something, if I'm really honest. And I have an offer for my listeners. To sign up with Zola and receive a $50 credit towards your registry, go to zola.com/behere. That's zola.com/behere for a $50 credit towards your registry. What was I also going to talk about? My Christmas with my family was good. I basically cooked the whole time. That's my only form of relaxing. I'm not a good sitter in front of TV. Although I did finish Goodfellas, which I have to admit, I have been embarrassed for the last, 20-something-ish years that I had never seen Goodfellas. Everyone would talk about it, and I would just kind of like suddenly be like, oh, yeah, Goodfellas. Yeah, good. Yep. Because I was too embarrassed to admit that I hadn't seen it. Well, I watched the first half of it, like, in LA a few weeks ago, and I finally finished it. And now I can say I've seen the entire Goodfellas, and I'm now in the club, and I don't feel like a moron anymore. So I watched one movie while I was here. I also watched Four Christmases. I think the movie's hilarious. But mostly my form of relaxation was I love to cook, and I probably spent like 6 hours a day cooking. Christmas Eve, I made paella with like a ton of seafood and all this delicious stuff. And then on Christmas Day, I made a lamb roast and like just some sauteed fish and potatoes and things like that. So it was really fun. Today's my last day here. After I finish this, my mom and I are going to go shopping for a bit, grab a little happy hour, and then just probably chill. And then I basically drive back to LA and then head to New York. Also, let me know what you guys did. Email me, tweet me, Instagram me. I want to know. So the podcast today, I'm really excited about it. And before I intro her, I also want to say to you guys that 2017 has been a really, really, really fun year, and I've so enjoyed podcasting, and I've so enjoyed, all of your love and support and emails and Instagram messages and tweets. You have no idea how much that like feeds someone's soul that is just trying to make something happen. So I want you to know how much I appreciate it and how much it's really kept me going and just made me think like, all right, this is a thing I'm doing and this is working, and I feel good about it. So I appreciate it so much, and it's made me even more excited for 2018 to grow this podcast even more and keep it going and keep bringing you guys guests that you find inspiring. And I want to hear your some ideas that you have, people that you'd like me to have on, and I can try to reach out to them. I have a little bit of PTSD about the cold email to Keanu, but I've gotten over it. I sent a cold email this morning. I'm not going to say to who it is because I'm just hoping she responds and that it'll be a surprise. So let me know if you guys have any ideas of people you'd want to hear, and I'll try to reach out. I'll do the best I can. But yeah, I want to just thank you and say I'm super excited for 2018. I know that we're all going to kick ass. I hear from a lot of you guys, and I know that you're really like cool, like go-getters and just I don't think I've ever received, besides I get like a couple like mean people that write on Instagram, just weird mean shit, and then you click on their profile and they write mean shit to everyone and you're just like, ugh, take a nap. But I have some mean reviews and whatever, and some of them are constructive, and I get it, but for the most part, I've never really received like an email from one of my listeners or anyone that listened to my podcast that I wasn't like, this person seems awesome and they seem really cool and I like them and they're positive and they're sweet. And so I guess based on the people that I've met at my live podcast and based on the emails I've received, I can just tell you're just kind of a badass group of people. So I'm excited for you for 2018 too. And we're gonna do this. And if you can, I rarely ask for this, but I should ask for it more. It means a lot if you could keep rating my podcast 5 stars on iTunes and leaving nice reviews, because it really does help to keep it going. You know, staying on the comedy charts and staying on people's radar just helps me to keep it going and make money on it so I can keep doing it. And you get the gist. All right. So thank you. So without further ado, I would like to intro my podcast guest this week. She is beautiful in person as she is on TV. She is way more down to earth and normal than anyone could have ever expected. And I personally didn't expect it because, to be perfectly honest, I knew what her show or what her scandal was on the show and all this stuff, but I hadn't seen a ton of interviews with her, so I don't know how she comes across in interviews. But in person, and eventually towards the end of my interview, and when I went on her podcast, I was like, she is a really, really cool, really lovely, really hardworking, really sensitive, really awesome girl. So I hope that you guys can get to know Corinne as much as I got to know her. After my podcast, when she releases the one that her and I did, I hope you listen to that as well. And also just her podcast in general, because I think she's going to do well. So without further ado, Corinne Olympios.
Hey, guys.
This is Corinne Olympios. Is that how I say it?
Yes.
Olympios. Is that Greek?
It is Greek.
Okay.
My dad is Greek. My mother is Jewish.
Why is my house phone ringing that I don't even... And it was like a package that Time Warner Cable.
It's a little creepy.
Yeah, it is a little creepy. I agree.
Having a house phone is a little creepy.
Well, here's my theory. I think that if there's an earthquake and the cell phone service is down, maybe that will still work.
Oh.
That's how I make myself feel better about it.
Landline.
Yep. Nope. All right. So Corinne's not into it. That's fine. You're very pretty. What's going on here? I like you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like I look like an actual mess.
I've been
up since literally like 4:30 a.m. because I've been having so much stress that I can't sleep, and I grind my teeth so hard that it wakes me up.
I totally get that.
And I just like, Gigi slept over. I was like fidgeting. I was like, I have to go in the other room or I'm going to wake her. Like I couldn't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. So Gigi's here. Gigi is your assistant, or what are you, Gigi?
Best friend assistant.
Best friend assistant. Okay, cool. So Lo is here. She's also my best friend assistant that I don't really pay to do anything. I feed you, though. I'm sure you actually pay yours. But
I do.
Yeah. And then Kira is my publicist that I do.
You pay?
Yeah, that's the one thing I do pay for.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
So we have like a room of like three other people in here.
We have an audience tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to be honest. I do not watch Bachelor or Bachelor in Paradise. And it's not because I think I'm above it. It's because I actually just genuinely don't have time to watch TV.
Got it.
Hence the grinding of the teeth, staying up late. I did the same thing.
Okay.
I know all that shit happened with you. We're not going to talk about that. I'd actually like to get to know you.
Oh.
Yeah. You grew up in Miami. Yes?
Yes.
Did you want to be in entertainment?
Yeah, I mean, I think I always wanted to be in entertainment when I was little. It was like a big dream of mine to be on Nickelodeon.
Heck yes.
And
okay, you're like a few years younger than me. What would be the thing that you watched? Because mine was like...
I wanted to be on The Amanda Show and all that.
That was literally what I was just going to say.
Woo!
No, for real. Like, no, I loved that.
I loved it. So I had Drake Bell on my podcast.
Yeah.
And I was totally fangirling.
Isn't that weird when you... So this has happened to me a few times now since I've done something with my life in LA, if I can say that, where you meet the people that you kind of idolize, if that makes sense. Like, I was obsessed with Chris Farley and David Spade when I was a kid. I loved the movies that they made. And now...
Like Tommy Boy?
Loved it. And now I do comedy shows all the time with David Spade, and... Kevin Farley, Chris Farley's brother, is one of my good friends. It's like, every time I even think about it, I'm like, how did that happen? I was like 12 years old watching
those
movies. Like, yeah, so that clearly happened to you with, how did you meet Josh Bell or Drake Bell?
Drake Bell.
Drake Bell.
So I was at Wango Tango, and him and his girlfriend were like, do you want to have a drink? Like, I was like, sure. I didn't even know who they were.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at Drake, and he's like talking to me about like music and stuff. And I'm like staring at him, and I'm like, holy shit.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wait, what did you say your name was? And he was like, my name's Drake. And I was like, holy shit.
Really?
Yeah, that's crazy. I freaked out. And I was like, I'm totally fangirling. He's like, I'm totally fangirling.
What a cool moment.
It was a great moment.
That must you. Do you
it
have
was also those- cool when Shay Mitchell told me that she was totally fangirling over me, because I watched every single episode of Pretty Little Liars ever, and she was my favorite. And I went up to her to ask her for a picture at Coachella, and she was like, wait a minute, I love you. And I was like...
That is what that actually makes
and
me
I
really
was drunk, and
you.
I was
That's
like,
really
oh,
cool.
From The Bachelor? Like a freaking idiot.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. I know that happens to like my friends on Vanderpump and stuff a lot, where... and I guess, listen, Chrissy Teigen followed me on Twitter recently, and I was like, she knows who I am? Like, wow, that's so
good. That's crazy.
Yeah, like, I got really excited, so I totally get it.
That's so fun.
Yeah. So what was your, take me back. What was your upbringing? For, like, when I say I have not fully watched the show at all, I know, like, sort of, honestly, what's your upbringing? And I'm not being insulting by saying that. It's like, because I know, like, on the show, I think that you, like, you had, like, a nanny, and, like, your parents had money and shit and whatever.
Yeah.
My parents additionally had money, but we were from a small town, so I'm not, yeah.
Yeah. So, I grew up in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up for 9 years as the only child,
mm-hmm.
and then Taylor, my sister, was born. I loved my childhood. I love, like, snow, and I was friends with everybody on the block, and it was just so, like, warming and cozy.
Mm-hmm.
We moved to Florida when I was 12, and, yeah,
I feel like it's such an East Coast thing that people... They grow up in
after your kids are older. My dad retired early.
Mm-hmm.
He had an air conditioning heating company, and he sold the business, and we moved into our vacation home, which normally people do when they're like kids are older. But
no,
so I moved to Florida, not knowing one single soul.
Mm-hmm.
First day of middle school was horrifying. I will never forget it.
Why were they mean to you?
Because, okay, I brought an L.L. Bean backpack with a flower on it and my initials.
Well.
And a matching lunchbox. Okay, I thought it was cool.
I understand.
Okay, because that would have been cool in New Jersey.
I get it.
And you know what? Florida was just, I went to a school, private school. I mean, if you didn't have, your coach wristlet, you were a loser.
Who wants a coach wristlet, though?
In middle school, believe me, if you didn't have one, you were in the garbage can. I actually remember the one
that was really popular. Yeah. And I'm judging it now, but I had like a multicolored coach purse, and I regret it.
I had the one, the silk one that was like multicolored.
Oh, right? Oh God.
Horrible.
I regret it. My mom would be mad at me right now if I was even talking about this. we had a very similar upbringing. In Oregon, people vacation in Palm Springs. And then my parents had a home there, and then they basically have retired there, but not totally. Cause they still, like, very similar. It's East Coast, West Coast, same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like, yeah, your parents had like blue collar money. It's not like your dad wasn't like a banker. Hmm? Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. So when you think of the East Coast, you think of like Wall Street bankers, right?
Oh, no, he wasn't.
Yes. So I'm trying to say you're more down to earth than perhaps you maybe could have come across on the show.
I'm very down to earth.
That's because I can see that from you. Like, you seem like really, really sweet and really normal.
Thank you.
Yeah. Really, really normal. And
I promise, guys, I'm normal.
Yeah. Do people like say that to you a lot? Well,
people will just be like, wow, you're like really much nicer than I thought you would be. Why?
Because I think when people have to play up a persona on TV, that is what it is. People say that about
I was fully myself on the show. Yeah. I mean, like, I definitely have my moments where I could be like so dramatic and like whatever, but like, that's me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I like that. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, as long as you were playing you, that's awesome. That's cool. What was there was no moment that you were not yourself on the show?
No, I mean, I really just wanted to stay true to myself. Like, I would have regretted going in the show and, like, trying to be something I wasn't.
Mm-hmm. All right, back to your upbringing, because I just want people to get to know you.
Thanks.
And so then you show up in your L.L. Bean flower backpack.
Ugh,
God. Listen, there's nothing wrong with it. You owned it, and it was fine.
I still have nightmares.
Listen, I wore a crop top, and I weighed 175 pounds at one point, so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it wasn't.
Great, honey.
Well. Thank you. Things worked out.
Great. What kind of workouts do you do?
Adderall.
Oh.
Mostly.
Great. Yeah. It's the easiest kind.
Yeah. So people were actually mean to you when you showed up to school? Like.
Yeah. People were not nice to me.
Just because you didn't fit in?
I just didn't fit in. I was a little bit dorky. It's different. In Miami. But you know what's funny is that I grew up in one of the richest neighborhoods.
Okay.
And it's funny because the kids that I grew up with were so much more humble than these kids in Florida.
Really?
And I had no idea about like designers and anything like that. And like when I got to school, like, I mean, if you didn't have like something Louis Vuitton, I mean, I can't even imagine my 12-year-old, like me, coming to my mom and saying like, I need a Louis Vuitton wallet or like I'm going to get made fun of in school. I can't even imagine my 12-year-old saying that to me.
I wonder if
and it seems like the most important thing in the world at the time. Sorry, I'm taking my shoes off and getting comfortable.
You're fine. I'm barefoot. I was wearing pajamas when you showed up to my house.
I know. It was so cute.
Thanks.
But I'm in like...
We're wearing the same outfit, essentially.
Yeah, we match.
Yeah. No, I totally get that because my
That's
niece...
That's embarrassing. My socks don't match. Sorry, carry on.
You're actually really sweet. my niece is now coming up in this generation of like... Like, well, and maybe just because my mom spoils all of us, but my mom's her grandma now, obviously. And my niece will be like, I want a Gucci belt for Christmas. I'm like, I wouldn't have even known how to ask for that.
Crazy, right? Crazy.
Yeah, like, I don't, it's weird.
It's so weird.
Is Florida, though, just very jazzy? Like, were they, because I have one.
So
I have,
catty. It's so catty.
Really?
Yeah.
More than Jersey, though, because I picture Jersey to be...
Oh, my God. One day your friends are mad at you. One day they're not. You never know, like, what you're going to walk into school. I mean, ugh. God, graduation day was the best day of my life.
That's so funny. Yeah, so you were running your parents' business a little bit.
Yeah, so I was running my parents' business, which we do epoxy flooring, roof coatings, and everything like that. We do, like, we sell to the Army, the Navy, factories, warehouses, car dealerships, stadiums, things like that.
And you and so did they ask you like, hey, skip college, work for us, it's gonna be easier, where you're just like, I wanna go and do that?
I was like, okay, listen, I don't think college is for me. It's gonna be a waste of your money. I don't wanna do anything that would come out of going to college anyways. Mm-hmm. Either I'm going into your business or I kinda wanna do like acting.
Mm-hmm.
So they let me move to LA for a year and I kind of like freaked out and I was like, okay, this isn't for me. I'm going to come work for you and run the business.
Okay. So they let you move at like a fairly young age to come here.
Yeah.
And
I just wasn't ready. I was not ready.
Cause it's intense.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
Just trying to relate to you. I did something fairly similar. I came out here for an internship and I thought I hated LA. So like when I was 19, when I was in college, they let me come here for a summer. And I was like, LA is terrifying. Hate it. Hate the clubs. Hate the people. Hate everything.
Now I love it.
Yeah. And then it grew on me. And then I came back later, like at 21 or maybe almost 21. And I was like, no, LA is awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, I think if you maybe come here too young, it can be terrifying. It's hard to trust people and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they let you come here and then you went back.
Ran the business.
Mm-hmm. And then you came back out to pursue acting or were you?
No, I wound up going on the show and then all my business was here because I was really pushing to make business.
Yeah.
Out of.
Oh, obviously. Yeah, yeah. It's a business. Yeah. So what are you up to now? So skip all the bachelor shit. What's next? What's going on?
So I teamed up with Riot Society and did a clothing line with them.
Bride Society?
Riot Society.
Uh-huh.
And it took off and did so well. And now we have major retailers picking it up for 2018. And I'm just working on getting all the designs in order and everything like that.
That's
I'm
so cool.
Really, really excited.
Tell me about what the clothing line looks like.
Well, I'm actually wearing it. This is one of our sweatshirts. It's kind of just like fun, unisex. Like,
dude, super into the sweatshirt look.
I wear
sweatshirts as dresses.
Me too.
Yep. And
thigh-high boots.
Yes. We look like whores, but I like it.
I love it.
Yeah, I know.
Just make sure your makeup looks classy.
Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes mine doesn't, though. And I think I'm like overlining my eyes and I'm wearing that. I'm like, I look like a whore, but I don't mind it. Whatever. So it's like, so that's the overall essence. Like sweatshirts,
long sleeves, t-shirts, sweatpants. We're going to do phone cases and track jackets and pillows.
Super
really,
cute.
Really fun stuff. Yeah.
Do you like the pillow of mine that you're leaning on? Because I'm not sure that I think I
my grandma has the same one.
Okay, thanks. Thank you, Corinne. Because I was already stressed.
Sorry, I'm really sorry. But she actually does, and I was actually looking at it because this is her like literal bedspread and like matching pillows.
I just recently redecorated my apartment and added
it looks
some things.
By the way,
it's It's a little jazzy.
I love
though.
Your sconces.
I hate them. Corinne, I hate them.
They're fucking great.
I did not put the Game of Thrones
sconces. Are your Hermes pet pillows real?
Nope, they're fake. Got them off Etsy.
Wow.
You should know that because the ones are felt.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. Someone finally noticed. No, how embarrassing. I've admitted it to people, but you actually just noticed.
I'm sorry. I just know these things.
Wait, she's sitting on it. The blanket behind her is real, Hermes. Yep. Nope. Whatever. Who cares? I'm not that pathetic. But I was like, you know, I want some cute Hermes pillows. And I was like, $500 a pillow? No. Why not go $25 a pillow on Etsy?
Hey, works for me.
So embarrassing. Thank you, Corinne. What part of town do you live in?
I live in Miracle Mile in a lovely little building.
You like it?
Just kidding. It's actually really big.
Yeah?
Yeah. Nice. We have a 24-hour gym and a pool. It's fun.
That's nice. So Lo thinks we should talk about like beauty tips. What would you...
I love makeup.
Right?
Yeah.
What's going on with yours? I wear a lot of makeup, I think. I don't know.
Is actually like not my normal makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I was shooting something earlier, so they did my makeup.
But it looks gorgeous. Oh, it looks great. Thanks. What's your normal beauty routine?
Honestly, I don't really wear much makeup during the day, but when I'm going out at night, I like to do full glam. So I do like my foundation, my concealer, contouring, blush, highlighter, a nice like rusty eyeshadow with a shadow liner. I never really use liquid liner. And like tiny lashes. I don't like these big ones I'm wearing right now, actually.
Oh, they look good. I like them.
I think they're a bit much, but...
Maybe because you're wearing a sweatshirt, so it's like but I like a juxtaposition like that.
Yeah, it's like, wow, she's glammed, but she's in her pajamas.
Yeah, but she's chill, like where's she's breezy, going? Like yeah, like we could hang. Yeah,
I'll never tell you.
Yeah, it works out for dudes because they're like, wait, she's beautiful but approachable. Like she's not, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like you're not too over the top. You're not wearing like a bandage dress.
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
With bandage the makeup, dresses are so like 2012.
They've been gone for a while.
Yeah, they're bad.
Yeah,
they're pretty bad.
Yeah, but I also feel like I'm gonna be on the cusp of thinking that. You know, this whole you wear a lot of makeup and like pretty hair, like because that's my look. You have the exact same look as I do, unless this is not what you always dress like. Pretty makeup, pretty hair, and then just like dress down.
I love dressing down.
But do you think that's going to be a style for us?
So I went to work
today
in my pajamas that I wore all night. I rolled out of bed and went. And I was like, I look fucking cute. I'm going to work like
this. Yes. Because it implies something. Yes, I agree with you. It implies like, hey, I'm breezy. I don't care so much about what I look like. Also, maybe I just had sex last night. Maybe
I just was like trying to.
See?
And I didn't.
Now we're really branding your new, what's your new clothing line?
This is I'm trying to have sex and I didn't because I'm very single. And I just wanted to come to work like this because I don't give a fuck about anything anyway.
Yep, that's the branding of it. Fantastic. And what's the name of your new clothing line that you've?
Fuck everybody.
That's not what it's called, really?
No, I'm kidding. Oh my god.
It's Riot Girl. Riot Girl, yeah. So what's your podcast called?
My podcast is called So Random with me, Corinne.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about literally anything and everything. Never know where the conversation's going to go.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
I think that's the way podcasts should be, right?
Yeah. It's like, I can't talk about the same thing every time.
Mm-hmm. Well, because some people have themes. Like, there's like...
Sports.
Murder podcasts. Like, yeah, exactly. Political. There's political ones. That just makes me laugh because I would be a moron and say that.
It's so I'd funny. Like,
who's Trump's vice president? I don't really know.
Yeah.
We're up on things.
Yeah. No, sometimes I just don't know anything.
Yeah.
But I know what I need to know and that's all I need to know.
No, it's fine. So you just talk about random shit. So who are some of your guests and what have you guys talked about?
So we've had Drake Bell. We've had Dean Unglert, Girl with No Job. Dean Unglert is from Rachel's season of The Bachelorette.
Okay, sweet. Girl with No Job, love her.
We've had, who else have we had?
You had Megan Granger.
I had Megan Granger, yeah. Which she's so funny. I love her.
Yeah, she's very sweet too.
Yeah, she does a lot of magic stuff, which I love.
What do you mean magic stuff?
She's magic.
Well, like spiritual, right?
My butt is so itchy from this dry weather.
Why specifically your butt? What are we doing with our butt that's making it?
It's just the skin on my like butt cheeks are really dry, so it's so itchy.
I think everyone's skin is dry in this weather right now.
Yeah, and it's like sometimes I just feel like I need to itch my entire body.
You're fine.
Am I? I'm really itchy right now.
Well, you know, it sounds like you're doing meth because, you know, they like scratch themselves everywhere, but you're not. You look,
oh my God.
Just so you guys know, she looks very healthy, not methy at all.
I'm extra healthy. I feel extra healthy.
Yeah, I know.
A little extra healthy. I've been eating.
Are you trying to say? Oh, no. Listen, I have a theory. And actually, Kira, I'm going to make you do something. Go grab the book that's on my thing right there. And this will make you feel better about yourself. I'm going to gift you one of these. I was going to gift it to someone else. I bought two.
Is this your book?
Nope. It is a book that I read when I was in high school.
The Bombshell
Manual of Style.
Oh my God, cool.
And it literally describes what women were like in the 50s and 60s, where they ate, they drank, they were curvy, they did, not that you're curvy, you're skinny.
I'm curvy.
Yeah. Okay, so be proud of it. It's great.
I am. I have a big butt.
I can't really see it because you're wearing a lot of clothes, but I think you do.
I do.
Yeah? Okay. But read this.
I'm going
because
to.
It makes you feel really good about yourself in a weird way where, like, they didn't, like, obsess about going to the gym and working out like crazy, and they were just ladies and women, and they just, this is now your new gift.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm going to read it, and I'm going to call you and tell you how I like it.
I appreciate that, Corinne. Yeah.
Well, speaking of books, real quick, just so we all know, I'm writing a book.
Are you? And, oh, sweet. Yeah. What's
and
it about?
It's going to be, it's not a tell-all, which everyone thinks it's going to be. It's not. It's kind of like about my life and things I've been through and how I've come to be, you know, who I am and things like that.
That's cool.
And I've been through so much shit, to be perfectly honest, that I just feel like people were really quick to judge me on my season, and I feel like you kind of need to know a little bit of the background. Even if you loved me, I want you to know my background.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
That was what I was hoping to come out of this podcast is like I assumed you were a nice kid. I met you briefly once at the party. I say kid not as in like a condescending way. I just talked to people.
Oh no,
like that.
I know.
But I assumed you were there's so much more to what happens
than
the one moment on a reality show that everyone thinks about. It's
oh yes.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Well shit, what's the name of the book? It's called Becoming Corinne?
No. What would Corinne do?
What would Corinne do?
WWCD.
That's very I appreciate it and I like it and I think you're gonna do well with it.
And I think you're gonna like it.
I will. I'm gonna
send you one and you're gonna read it.
I would like you to sign the inside of it, just like a
I'm
heart.
I'm gonna write you a whole
love
note.
Yeah, I want like a full like Dear Rachel.
Oh, I got you.
Thank you for having me on your podcast. I enjoyed spending time with you. I enjoyed your cheap rosé that you gave me.
And my grandma's pillow.
It's not cheap? Okay. And that I'm leaning on your grandma's pillow. Love, Corinne. All right. Do you want to say like your socials and stuff on here? Not that you need to, probably.
You can find me at C Olympias, and you can find my podcast on the Podcast One app or Apple Podcasts. It's called So Random with Corinne. Keep your eyes peeled for my clothes. They're going to be in PacSun, Tilly's, Zumiez, Urban Outfitters coming 2018. And yeah.
That's awesome. And what's so weird is that Corinne just texted me and asked me to model for her new clothing line. So
And she said, yes, guys. So, my new cover girl, surprise, surprise, everybody. Here we are.
It's an announcement. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. You can find me at Rachel N. O'Brien on Twitter and Instagram, RACHAELNOBRIEN. Thanks for listening. Corinne's a sweet fucking girl. We're good.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.